is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me on Energy Clearing for Life Force, my podcast. And I'm very thrilled that you're listening. I'm so excited that you've downloaded this episode, because today we're going to look at change and what resists change and what keeps us from change and kind of the hauntedness of that, right? Because our spirit can change pretty easily. Our spirit can uplift us and take us into new heights and help us meet new people. And our spirit can give us joy. And then our bodies can get, you know, the word that's showing up is polluted with negativity. Our bodies can get weighed down by past experiences. Our bodies can absorb other people's pain and then not be able to expel it. So when I look at change, I want to encourage you to have an awareness that it's infinitely possible. So we can infinitely rise above where we are right now. Yeah, that. So you can start it at the micro level by inviting luxury to your toes. You can say, toes, what would be luxury for you? Or to your clothes, what would be luxury for that? You can just start it at these bits of levels that would begin to up-level your entire being. And sometimes we get sort of stuck because we want to overhaul everything tomorrow or yesterday. We want to have it all done. But in reality, whatever reality is, change happens. It can happen in a flash, and yet true lasting change can happen in waves, like waves of change. So if you'd like to have your, say, backyard more green, you could just start looking through bits and pieces and do one corner and then do another corner, and then all of a sudden, pretty soon, your entire backyard is overhauled. So I guess my biggest point today is to have faith in change. That it's not a life sentence. Whatever it is that you're up against is not a life sentence. You can change. Your very fabric of your DNA can change. And then the people that you connect with will change. Because when you've changed, you won't be comfortable in space of others that are not at your calibration level. So one of the keys to change is to sort of consciously put really cool people around you and consciously let people that don't have your best interest at heart go. So when some people don't have your best interest at their heart, you know, maybe they have their best interest at their heart, and maybe it isn't your best interest to be their puppet. So what you might want to do when you're looking at resistance to change and how to get into change is to first sort of start plotting out where you'd like to be, how you'd like your days to look, how you'd like your world to change around you. Yeah, right? And as you plot things out, you're going to be shown new opportunities that will match the new vision. And it's going to be interesting how it plans out for you, because I'll tell you, for me, I've been shown so many new interesting opportunities since I've been shifting this and doing this show. And then I meet the most interesting and amazing new people, and I go to interesting places. And I want to tell you that this change does happen. And our manifestations and what we'd like to actualize can happen. So I'm going to do another one on how to actualize things you've been thinking about. So stay tuned for that. And today, I'm really glad to talk about change. And I look forward to many more shows with you. This is Energy Clearing for Life Force Podcast. You can right now sign up for my luxury course at energyclearingforlife.com/luxury.